It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore, live from Adato Riverfront Park here in downtown Lansing. It's another rock night tonight, and we have got a healthy crowd on hand here for Friday night. Country night really rocked. I know it was country night, but it rocked. So be aware of that. There's a big after party. Speaking of parties, there's a big after party at the Common Ground Music Festival tonight and tomorrow night, and there's a fun, unusual twist to the proceedings. It's a disco, but it's unlike any you may have ever experienced before. The disco is silent. Silent, at least, in that there are no loudspeakers. The audience is issued specially designed wireless headphones. If you don't wear the headphones, you don't hear the music, which could make for some interesting people watching as people dance to music that you can't hear. Joining us to talk about their plans for the silent disco tonight are Patrick Duke, who goes by the name DJ Duke. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Nathan Rosslyn, also known as DJ Face.
Hello.
Hey, and we've got Satin Doll is a vocalist as well. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Thanks for coming down. I want to ask you here a little bit about your careers as DJs. How long have you been doing this?
I've only been for a few years now.
Okay. And what about you, Face?
Same here.
Okay. Just a couple of years. Have either of you DJed at a silent disco?
We actually did the silent disco last year, and it was such a success, they invited us back again.
Is this a new thing, or have silent discos been around for a while?
It's new to Lansing, but silent disco has been around for a while.
But silent disco was here at the Common Ground Festival last year?
Last year. From what we understood, it was the first one in the state of Michigan last year.
Here in Lansing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool. This sounds like quite a spectacle. For people not wearing the headphones, all this silent writhing sounds pretty freaky. Does it work as kind of a spectator sport? I mean, do people get to watch or what?
It's a riot. We had a good time last year, though.
There was a lot of people dancing. You know, you got the luxury of taking the headphones off and not having to scream over the music. There were times where I was taking my headphones off and screaming at Nate, and in mid-sentence, quieting down. You know, we don't have to yell. We don't have to yell. So it, definitely a different experience.
I have to ask, are any of the participants ever embarrassed to know that people are watching them in this way?
I think if those that were in the crowd that we hear using their shower voice knew that people were listening to them, they'd probably be embarrassed.
We've got a little sample here of the music that your audience will hear at the Silent Disco. Let's play just a little bit of Gotta Getcha, Bounce to the Beat.
Bounce to the beat, people hands up. Everybody in that place, stand up. Bounce to the beat, people hands up. Everybody in that place, stand up. Bounce to the beat, people hands up. Everybody in that place, stand up. Bounce to the beat, bounce to the beat, bounce to the beat, bounce to the beat. Bounce. Everybody in that place, stand up. Everybody in that place, hands up, hands up. Everybody in that place, stand up. Everybody in that place, hands up, hands up. Everybody in that place, stand up. Everybody in that place, hands up, hands up. Everybody in that place, stand up. Everybody in that place.
Okay, a little sample there of Gotta Get You, Bounce to the Beat, a little bit of the music that you'll hear at tonight's Silent Disco. Satin, we've got to talk with you. You'll sing at the Silent Disco tonight?
Yes, I am.
Now, does the wireless setup present any challenges for you as a singer?
You know, I like experiencing new things, so it was definitely an experience last year, so I'm excited to see how it goes tonight.
I mean, and you hear the music, though.
Mm-hmm.
You're singing along with it. What do you make of the audience that's actually participating in this thing?
Well, I love the audience. And then if you take your earphones off and just look at the, like, people who does not have on earphones,
yeah,
their facial expressions is just out of this world. It's so hilarious.
In some big cities with big nightclubs, New York, L.A., Las Vegas, the DJ is the attraction. Some DJs have become stars, not just the person with the music and the microphone. What does it take to reach that level, and is that what you aspire to become yourself?
I think for a lot of us, myself included, that is something we aspire to. We want to play those big clubs. These days, a lot of those DJs are actually music producers as well. So they get their bookings in those big venues because they're actually making really great music of their own.
Okay. What about you?
What DJ Duke said.
We've actually done a real big gig back a year ago down in Panama City Beach, Florida. We did Spring Break 2012 down there. And you're talking three venues and, you know, what was it, like 10,000 people?
Yeah.
So we've done our fair share of some big gigs.
But tell me in a little more detail, what distinguishes these folks who have regular gigs in Sao Paulo and London and all of these exotic locations? What makes them different? What do they do that's different?
If they're not music producers, it's just the natural case of show business. It's who you know. If you've got a great talent agent, a manager that knows the right people, you're getting into the big places.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where does this event take place tonight?
Over there at Lenny Lodge at 10 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Lenny Lodge. Okay. And
with it being silent, we get to go a little later because we're not violating the noise curfew.
Yeah. That's convenient.
Very.
It's convenient how that works out. Is it my imagination or are most DJs guys?
That's actually that is very true. There are a lot of very successful and very talented female DJs out there, but it is overwhelmingly male.
Why is that? Do you know? He's shaking his
head. No real answer. No real answer. I would love to see more female DJs.
What about you? Have you ever been tempted, Sat?
Yeah, I was tempted. You know, Duke was teaching me a few things, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to let the man take care of this one.
So where else can people check out your work here at Common Ground? Does it all happen at the...
Tonight it's all at the Lenny Lodge stage from 10 to 1.
Okay.
Yep.
Is this something you guys do on the side, or is this your full-time gig?
Well, for both of us, we DJ 3-4 nights a week. Anywhere from, you know, we here in Lansing, Harem Urban Lounge, Rum Runners, and then we go out of town as well, Flint, Saginaw, Detroit, Grand Rapids areas. So
excellent.
We get around a bit.
We wish you nothing but the best. Patrick Duke and Nate Roslin, known as DJ Duke and DJ Face, thanks for joining us tonight. Satindal, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And they'll host the Silent Disco in the Lenny Lodge at the Common Ground Music Festival tonight. There's another Silent Disco at the end of the evening on Saturday. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.